Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Not too bad. What's up?
Am I speaking with Daniel Jensen?
Yeah.
Great. Daniel, my name is Tony from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, we would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask for a donation. If you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Let's see. Probably 14.
Oh, 14
I'll just guessing. Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC, restoration, mason helper or finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, marble mason, plasterer, stone mason, terrazzo mechanical finisher, tile or marble finisher, cement mason.
Precast.
Okay, so what would that be under?
I don't know. Precast. We're kind of all by ourselves.
PCC restoration?
No, it's a brand new building.
Okay, so okay, let me put other. Okay, what was the name of it? What's the trade? The primary branch of the trade that you work on?
Me?
Yes.
As precast setter. That's all I do is set precast.
Okay.
I don't do any bricklayer. I've never laid a brick in my life.
Okay. Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, that'll be okay. Just one second. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
A foreman.
Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes or no, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months?
None.
So you've been employed. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more or about the same number as they were this time last year?
About the same.
What about union construction projects? Do you get the sense that there are fewer, more, or about the same?
About the same.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There could always use more.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, I just seen the local BA last week.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, state or local government, or you do not know?
I don't know.
Okay. Think more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
As long as our president is there, there's going to be a lot more unemployment.
Okay, more than now. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
If we get a better president, we'll probably be better. But if we stay with the same Joe, it's going to be worse.
So we can say, you don't know at this time?
I don't know at this time because I don't trust our government.
Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Falling objects.
Falling objects. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Nope.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing. Have you participated?
None.
What about union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Occasionally, regularly, or never?
Just occasionally.
Could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you were most likely to use to get news, to the last one that you would use? Let me read you the choices. Local TV news programming, newspaper, online or print, the internet or social media, cable news, radio, friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors.
Which one?
Oh.
The number one. That would be the
friends and neighbors, number one. News,
uh-huh.
Number last. I don't trust anything the news says.
So
they're all nothing
second?
But fucking liars.
What about radio or newspaper? Or the internet?
I don't trust any of them. I don't trust anybody. They're all worthless.
So pretty much...
And this is getting to be long. Is there much longer here? Because
no,
I want to go to bed.
Not. I understand, sir. I do understand. And I'm very sorry.
You realize it's 8:30 on a Sunday night.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. We don't mean to bother you at this time. But we should be done in the next couple of minutes, okay? Let me hurry it up. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, immigration, education, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, healthcare, or something else?
I'd say healthcare.
As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is say it is very important, not important at all, somewhat important for federal elected officials to support it.
It is. It's important.
Very important. Okay.
Yep.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? You can say both or neither.
No. I don't really. I would have to, if anything, it's the Republicans who support it.
Okay.
Because the Democrats ain't worth.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? The United Auto Workers, GM, Ford, and Stellantis.
United Workers.
Workers. Much more, somewhat more.
A lot more.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way of the job Joe Biden has done as president?
Is he really our president? No, I don't support him. I don't like him. No.
So it's safe to say that you strongly disapprove.
I'm disapproved big time.
What about, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with the economy?
No, I don't approve.
So you disapprove strongly. What about immigration?
I disapprove. Disapprove.
What about support for labor unions?
He hasn't done nothing.
What about health care?
He's really good at making jokes about, I don't support him at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
All right. I've had enough. Goodbye.